Hey, this week the buzz is once again all about Halloween Horror Nights, but also Harry Potter and Christmas. Later we're going to talk about the best ways to get wet at Universal Orlando. From the Bob Varley Studio, this is episode 15 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Well, hello everyone. Welcome back once again.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Unless this is your first time, then welcome.
Welcome again.
We're back once again to talk about all things Universal Orlando. I am, of course, Craig Williams.
And I am, of course, Sean Thompson. Because they're just supposed to know that. Of course.
The horse, of course.
Okay.
But thanks for tuning in once again, everyone, and welcome for those who are here for the first time. Got to reiterate that one more time. Before we get started, just wanted to remind every single person out there, if you enjoy our show, please like stuff, share stuff, comment stuff. If you're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
Do the thumbs up on YouTube.
Yeah, rate us on iTunes.
Please rate us on iTunes.
Yeah,
There's some stinkers in there.
Yeah, the last couple ones have been pretty terrible, so we need you to start picking
Get our numbers up on that.
Yeah, apparently I'm unlikable.
And I just say yeah, and I'm horrible.
Cool. But, you know, and if you don't like us, of course, let us know that too, so we can fix our lives.
We can take it, obviously.
But make sure to get out there, do that stuff. If you like it, spread it around. We enjoy what we do, and we just want to make sure that more people can suffer with us.
Yes, exactly.
But on to important stuff. Later on in the show, as I mentioned before, we're going to be talking about the best ways to get wet at Universal.
Yes, because it's hot.
It's still summer.
It is summer.
Yeah, and I mean, why not this week especially?
The hottest week of the year.
Down here.
Down here.
I mean, in the desert, it's probably hotter on a general basis.
Yeah, probably like 114.
Yeah.
You know, you got the desert.
But for here right now, it is the hottest week. I mean, it's high 90s every single day.
Heat index is over 100.
Yeah, it's just miserable. So I figure, why not talk about ways to get wet?
Exactly. But that'll be later in the show.
That's later on in the show. We don't want to jump the gun on that. So definitely stay tuned for that. It's coming up. But before,
don't give up on us.
Before we get to that, I think we got to talk about what's buzzing on the grapevine. Ha, 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 ha. Jokes.
Parentheses, laughter for 8 minutes. We wrote out the script really detailed so that we could time for things. So this is where everyone laughs for 8 minutes straight. So go.
Go. Okay. Go. So since the last episode we did 3 weeks ago or so, a lot has changed. And if you watched the last episode or listened, you know we went on and on and on and on again about Halloween Horror Nights.
I'm tired of it. No, I'm not. Just kidding.
Well, that's good because basically the world has blown up in terms of Horror Nights because now we know almost everything.
We do. We know a lot about Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, especially like in the past 2 weeks right there. Two more houses. There's still five houses. I'm just getting so excited
I'm all
over the place.
There's still one that's a mystery.
Yeah.
But we think it has to do with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
It's the Activia house.
But
anyway, we'll talk about that later. So right now we've got, are we talking about all of them or just the new ones?
And we'll just talk about the new ones.
Okay, so we have Dracula Untold.
That's the least exciting, I think, in terms of it.
The previews for that movie look awful to me.
Oh,
like embarrassing. I don't know why Dominic Cooper did it. I don't know anybody else that's in it.
So for those who aren't aware, Universal Pictures has a new film coming up called Dracula Untold, going into the origin story of Dracula, because it wasn't good enough that the guy's a vampire.
Or that there was a book written about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's, yeah.
Bram Stoker.
Bron. Not Bram.
Whatever.
It's good.
Okay. But so they're doing a movie on that. It just looks awful. You find out how he had to like sacrifice his whole world and his life to become a vampire to help save his family. And
it looks so cheesy.
I'm sure it's going to be good. Well, and it's all taking place. I'm saying that in a positive aspect.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Not sarcastic at all. And it's releasing on October 17th.
Right in time for Halloween. You know, everyone's getting in the,
exactly.
the Halloween vampire mood.
So that's going to be the basis on the house. So we're looking at like 1300s, I believe, is kind of the time period for that whole origin story. So it's going to be this like medieval type house.
And I think the design of it's going to be beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. And the way they describe it is, this house takes you through the terrifying origin of the man who became Dracula. Each room contains gothic scenes that highlight Vlad the Impaler's transition into the bloodthirsty creature.
I'm really glad you did it in that voice. It really added to it.
It wasn't going to start out that way. It just kind of...
It snowballed. It just happened, and you couldn't give up then.
Yeah, I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There is that.
No, so that the whole gothic sense, a couple of years ago, they had a actual gothic house that was that whole style. So it's kind of awesome that they're going to go back to that in a way. However, you're just going to have vampires and probably war scenes and Dracula in it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be beautiful. I'm not excited for it, though. That's just me.
Yeah. I think it'll be designed really well. I think it'll be... executed really nicely.
Yeah.
I just think the movie's lame, and I think it's just one of those IP things where they're just taking the easy way.
Well, yeah, I mean, they own it.
Yeah.
They own Dracula.
They do own him.
They bought him on the black market.
The being. Yeah. The Vlad the Impaler.
So let's talk about something that's actually a little bit more exciting.
A little bit, yeah.
Not the super exciting stuff, but definitely getting closer here.
So the next one is Alien versus Predator.
Yes.
AVP for short. It's easier to say AVP.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
So,
do you want me to read the description for that one?
Can I read it again in my voice?
Okay, do it again.
You will find yourself caught in the middle of an epic battle between the aliens and predators as you visit one of Weyland-Yutani's secret facilities to assist with a critical situation. I did not even match the same voice.
No, and it didn't really
time.
Fit the story.
It
very
didn't.
Well.
But
good try.
So, Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, so Sigourney Weaver will be in this.
No. But. The Alien versus Predators movies, there's two of them. They're both pretty awful. So continue that trend of making houses based on awful movies. But, you know, Alien in itself, the franchise, the four movies, you got two good ones in there, one mediocre, and then one not so great one, Alien 3.
Okay.
Specifically. Have you seen any of them?
Of course. I've seen...
Alien and Aliens, probably.
No, I've just seen Alien, and then I've seen Prometheus, but that doesn't really count.
Oh, I completely forgot about Prometheus, actually.
I actually like that movie.
Yeah, no, it's a decent film. I just completely forgot about it. But Alien, awesome, awesome, awesome. Creature design in that, amazing.
Well, the thing I'm really excited about is there's going to be puppets.
Yeah.
Like American Werewolf in London. So last year, I don't know if you remember, but there was like different moments throughout the maze where the werewolf would be coming out at you, and it was all puppetry. So it wasn't kind of the cheesy, you know, man in a mask jumping out at you. It was really evolved puppetry with like, you know, facial expressions and stuff, and it really made it a good quality maze.
Well, and that's of course how they're going to have to handle the aliens, just because they're so intricate. I mean, think about Great Movie Ride at Hollywood Studios, the just popping out of walls and out of the ceiling like they do in that attraction. So now, instead of being in a vehicle where you're moving around and they're far away and it still tries to scare you,
you're
going to be like right up close,
walking,
to the point that it can almost touch you, but it won't. It's going to be absolutely terrifying. Yeah. And I can only imagine that the predators are going to actually be, I hope they're full body
costumes.
I
can't exactly picture it in my head. Is that the one with the dreads?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got like a...
Picture Danny Glover. Because he's in...
He is the Predator?
He's in Predator 2.
Okay.
Unless I'm wrong.
But he's not the Predator,
I know
Carl
Weathers is in the first one, along with Arnold.
Okay.
But
anyway, he's like a big...
Picture Danny Glover, and you're right on.
Okay.
The Predator, he's got the
He's got like a weird face thing.
He's a disgusting character, and they're hunting the aliens, and they're all caught up in this facility, and it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I think the movie's bad, but this house, it has the potential to be the American Werewolf in London that American Werewolf in London was last year, which was by far the best house.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But moving on, then let's talk about the original content.
Yeah, these are the ones I'm most excited about.
Yeah.
There's going to be three new houses. It's all original content.
Yeah.
There's one called Dollhouse of the Damned.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can.
I'm allowed to say damned.
Yeah.
So basically, this is going to be like scary dolls that come to life or something, right?
Yes.
What are you looking at?
No, it's. I was looking off in the distance.
All right.
So
this is, you're going to walk through, and everyone's afraid of little dolls. So you're going to have...
Okay, so you're kind of caught up in this dollhouse of an asylum. This little girl is like, you're walking into this house where it's kind of like a morgue in a way. It's just going to be really creepy. There's going to be a bunch of people with like broken doll faces on
exactly.
popping out yeah. at you.
Are they going to incorporate that story from California where like the lady from the church was dropping off dolls that look like the parents' children at the houses?
I think so.
Do you remember that story?
They just came up with this concept.
Yeah, I thought so. They heard it in the news and then they said, we got to do that.
Yeah.
Because yeah. that is really scary.
Yeah. But the second one, Giggles and Gore Incorporated.
Yeah, well, it's...
Or should we just say ink? Is it more of an ink? Or
it's a bit on the nose, to be honest, yeah. because it's just basically a factory of clowns.
Well, yeah, but... So the way they described it is clowns aren't born evil. They have to become evil.
Is anything really born evil?
Yes. Yes,
oh,
people
what,
are
dolls?
Born evil.
Oh, people. Oh.
Yes, there's lots of people born evil.
Okay.
And also pit bulls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sorry.
The singer or the...
Pit bull.
Pit bull. The singer.
But... Giggles and Gore. So this is... You're walking through the factory that takes these clowns and makes them evil. So,
hence the name.
Yeah, exactly.
Giggles and Gore.
So it's going to probably start off with like a goofy clown.
Like the scary kind that goes like that.
Yeah, you know, the ones that aren't that. And then all of a sudden, they're going to start having knives. And
they're
going
to be gory
going insane.
And evil.
I think it's going to be hilariously
I think this one's
going to
be great.
Fun.
It's kind of thing where you're scared and you're laughing and then it's just whatever. You're...
Well, last year, there wasn't really a fun house like there was in past years with the holiday house and all that. So I'm excited that that's
actually
coming
back. It's kind of like a funny,
back.
Kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I think
thing.
That's
yeah.
going to be that one. But why don't you talk about the third one that you're most excited
this
about?
This is the one I'm most excited about. It's called Roanoke, the Cannibal Colony.
Yeah.
So it's basically kind of about the legend of the tribe, the group of people.
1587.
Oh, great. We've got historical dates here. 1587.
37.
Was it that early?
Anyway, I don't know.
There's an island off the coast of North Carolina
mm-hmm.
where this group of people... they were like the Roanoke colony, and they disappeared. There's no trace of them, whatever. It's been referenced in a lot of things. Sleepy Hollow.
Where'd they
are
go?
Are you confused? Okay. The show Sleepy Hollow referenced them, but it's kind of like a cool mystery thing.
Yeah.
But this is a play on that, and they showed a couple of the pictures of the makeup they're developing. And the way they described it is these people, because it's a cannibal colony, they've bitten their lips off. So it's just like this scary makeup where their teeth are on top of their, I don't know. It's
the
it
way
looks fantastic.
Going back to the Dracula Untold house, I just think of it in this design element that taking that colonial period, whereas Dracula Untold, it's going to be very gothic medieval.
Yeah,
this is a colonial garb.
It's going to be kind of probably woodsy because this colony was outside on the island.
Absolutely.
So there's
yeah.
going to be some really cool like scenery involved.
I just think about it, and I hope I'm not blowing it up too far in my head, but I think about it like what would happen if the pilgrims went insane and started eating each other.
Well, that's kind of the gist. I don't know if there's going to be hats and belt buckles, shoes, but...
If there's not, they're just missing out on a marketing opportunity.
You're probably right.
Like I would love to
They'll
get
just extend
Roanoke
this all the way to Thanksgiving. And then have the Thanksgiving dinner in there.
Sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, let's do it.
But so those are the three original houses.
Those are the houses.
I know I complained many, many times on
about
the show
original content.
About it. Yeah, and of course they wanted to wait till the end.
No, but I think they really did a good job. I'm excited for these
yeah,
three.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And even the last two scare zones that are original are going to be pretty awesome. Masquerade Unstitched. Masquerade.
Not the French Q-U-E spelling.
Yeah, the M-A-S-K-E-R-A-D-E, semicolon, Unstitched.
Okay. I don't know much about that one.
So it's just going to be like masqueraders, but...
So like a masquerade party with
their
masks?
Their faces are sewn on, but they're falling off.
Oh, that's that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's simple
that's
enough,
the gist.
So they're probably going to be dancing in the streets.
Falling off faces, dancing.
Dancing in the streets, losing their faces.
The second one, Bayou of Blood.
Otherwise known as Corey's Front Yard whenever
Corey's
someone
front
tries
yard.
To break in.
Or there's a bear.
Or there's a bear.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this one. I think there's a lot of potential. It kind of reminds me of kind of a voodoo kind of like scary bayou.
It'd be like
lady
the first time
with...
I watched Princess and the Frog.
Oh, you were that scared?
Yeah. No, it's going to have that feel to it. just
kind of like Skeleton Key. Do you remember that movie with everyone's favorite Kate Hudson?
Yeah.
Almost like Winslet.
Very, very, very creative.
Yeah.
I think now this is locked on to be a pretty good year. Still not sold on a lot of the houses based on movies and
stuff,
films.
Yeah.
But the original content alone should push it up a couple other notches. With that being said, we're definitely going to be covering that later on.
When it starts, yeah.
Whenever it starts.
Yeah.
But we also have exciting news to announce.
Really exciting news.
Not for really our audience, I think. More for us, but a little bit of the audience, too.
I think they'll enjoy seeing the perspective.
Yeah. So
we are.
Unfortunately, okay. we have to travel out to Hollywood.
We're going to Hollywood.
To cover Universal Studios Hollywood's version of Halloween Horror Nights. And we want to do a nice comparison, contrast of both
seeing
of
the
them.
Difference and you know how they compare.
Yeah,
which
because
one's better?
It's without a doubt at Disneyland, at Universal, you can tell that their characters that they have in the parks, their actors are just on another level.
You have a big, huge talent pool there, especially in Southern California. So
yeah, and without a doubt, it has to be amazing there. I've never experienced it before, so it's going to be my first time. Very, very excited.
I know,
to
me
actually.
Too.
See what it's like, but I just have to imagine that the way the talent is out there, that it's going to blow me out of the water, and I'm going to be even more scared, because I'm never scared whenever I go to these things.
I'm always scared.
Well, that's because you're you. So that show is going to be coming up on September 30th.
Yes, September 30th. Okay. We'll just be coming back.
Yeah.
So we will be...
We literally will be rolling in on September 30th in the morning... Uh-huh. At 5 a.m., coming to the Tuesday show.
To the Tuesday Orlando show.
And then we're going to do a big, epic blowout spectacular that night.
Yes.
So
it'll be
great.
A funny one. We'll be tired and funny, but yeah.
Definitely tune in for that. Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood mashed up with our Horror Nights in Orlando.
Orlando. So,
but with that, let's move on to the next
Our
big
second buzz.
Topic.
That was a long first buzz.
That was a long first
yeah,
buzz.
But it's good.
Okay.
So, should we talk about number two? It is the celebration of Harry Potter, and it is returning.
It is.
This past year, at the end of January, we went to this year's celebration of Harry Potter, and it's basically an event where fans come together. There's a lot of panels that describe things about both Harry Potter. I'm losing it.
You are losing it.
There's panels where they talk about design. So we got to see Mina Lima, who designed a bunch of the stuff from the films.
Yeah.
There's film talent. So we got to see the Weasley twins. Who else?
Matthew Lewis.
Lewis, not Matthew Lawrence. That's a different
Seamus
Matthew.
Finnegan.
Seamus Finnegan.
Ivana Lynch.
Ivana Lynch. Yes, she is Luna Lovegood. So basically, yep. It's just a cool event. Lots of stuff going on. Harry Potter fans everywhere. They're like super obsessed with it. But it's really fun. But they're going to do a second one. So from January 30th, or not a second, actually. It's another one.
It's like the second annual, because the first one was kind of like the big celebration, and they're bringing it back again this year.
All right.
January 30th to February 1st. 2015.
Yes.
Right now, a lot of the details aren't actually out about it. We know a couple things. There's going to, if you buy one of the exclusive vacation packages, you're going to be able to go to a special Q&A event that only those people get to see. And
those go quick.
Yeah, and there's going to be a private party.
Yes.
There was one last year.
Private party, yeah.
This stuff like that. Those vacation packages go on sale at noon on August 21st. Like we said, they're going to go very quickly. So by the time you actually watch or listen to this, they might already be gone. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Should have tuned in on live stream.
You should have.
Or rewatched right after we finished. But this event was amazing.
It was amazing. And all you really need, if you're willing to wait, all you need is park admission.
Yeah.
So don't think that if you miss out on that chance, you're not going to be able to see anything. You just might have to wait a while, but it is included in park admission.
Yeah, you're going
to
be waiting a pretty long time in lines.
For those panels, I was saying, like the actors give behind the scenes information, stuff like that.
But they'll do multiple panels.
Yeah.
The entire time. And then if they do it the same as last year, there'll be one big panel in Universal Studios where they're on the music stage.
The big stage.
So that way everyone basically has a chance to see them. Mm-hmm. It might be far away, but you're going to get to see them.
Yeah.
A great event. It's not a surprise that it's coming back for a second year around. But if you want...
I just learned it. We did a whole show about it.
Yeah, we did a whole show
episode
about it.
Episode 2 of the Universal Edition, which is on YouTube and on our iTunes feed.
Yeah, so...
So go listen to that if you're really interested in it.
Exactly. If you want more information on it, go back and watch or listen to that. There's going to be links to that and more in the show notes. And I kind of wanted to do this right down here. Click this link if you're watching this on YouTube, and that will take you right to it. But keep watching this first.
That's YouTube tacky.
Yeah. I'm probably not even going to do it. I'm going to forget.
There's a point to random things. Click here. Click there.
So that's Harry Potter Celebration. Come back.
Yes.
Be there. Be square.
Oh, God.
But guess what else is coming back?
I think I heard a holiday's coming back. That's a pretty big holiday.
Do you hear jingle bells in the air?
I don't, but I almost do.
Okay. Well,
because Christmas is almost here, and it's coming back to Universal Orlando.
Yeah, it is. So back on episode 13.
Yeah, well, it seems like only two episodes ago. But
it does. We talked all about Christmas. It was July, so we talked about Christmas in July.
Because you got to plan in advance.
Yeah, and back then, whenever we talked about it, we just gave a basic overview of the event. Grinchmas, Holiday Spectacular, Macy's Day Parade, Mannheim Steamroller. Well, we now have the actual dates for whenever this event's going to run. And those dates are...
Took me a second to find it, but I found them. December 6th through January 3rd.
Yes. So
if you compare it, I know we in our Christmas in July special, we talked a lot about kind of how do you compare with other things here in Orlando, especially Disney. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty small window. December 6th through January 3rd is very small. When you think about Disney putting up their decorations on November 1st, I mean, they don't waste no time after Halloween.
No, I agree. So. But for what they offer, they don't need that.
No, you don't need a 3-month celebration.
Yeah. I mean, except for this year. You had stuff happening at all four Disney parks before that you had to really work to get around to see everything and actually experience it in a great way. This you can, if you time it right, you can do everything in literally one day.
I agree.
So new this year was told Chloe the Clown, who will be a balloonicle.
If it was a balloon-sickle, it would make more sense. The word that they gave us was balloonicle, which is balloon with I-C-L-E at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some Googling, and I think it's basically just a big parade balloon that's on wheels. So I think they drive it around. So
and we know Chloe the Clown has been here before, but they called it and a brand new balloon will be debuting in the Macy's Day Parade.
So I think they're just taking the balloon that was in the air and then putting wheels on it and making her drive.
Which makes sense, but at the same time, it also sounds really creepy and disturbing. Jinx.
Wow, that was crazy. It's almost as if it was written down and we both read it at the same time.
Who would have thunk? So that's happening December 6th to January 3rd. I'm sure we'll be covering that as well later on, but I can't give you an exact date because
that's
the future.
Oh, no, but we will. It's Christmas. It is the future.
Yeah, and it's an awesome time of year.
Yeah.
It's the holidays. But I believe that is everything trending.
Buzz is over.
Trending and buzzing now at Universal.
Grapevine's done.
It's over, but... Yeah. Before we discuss anything else, we need to finally play that game that just went so disastrously
wrong.
Like
3 weeks ago, we tried to play a game, and then we were having weird issues with cables and computers, and just we were awful people. So then we figured it out, so we're going to do it now.
Yeah,
I'm going to turn it on, and then you probably talk about it.
Yes, I am. Okay. And so basically, this game actually requires you to be very knowledgeable about Universal Orlando attraction. So
I'll be the first to admit that I would not get this.
Okay, good. So what we're going to do is we're going to read you a quote from one of the attractions, and you have to let us know what attraction you'd hear that line in. So
it's really simple. You just got to be very knowledgeable about what's going on.
So let's cut to that line right now. The line is... You guys haven't seen a giant steel ball, have you?
It's really good delivery.
Yes. So let us know on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, using the hashtag DizUniversal, what attraction you will hear. You guys haven't seen a giant steel ball, have you?
Have you?
So, and if you're correct, of course, you're going to have a chance at winning a $50 American Express gift card. That American Express, of course, is the official card that Universal Orlando endorses. So
it's also the official card of Sean and Craig.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
We have our own credit card sponsorship deal.
It took me 15 years to apply. but you'll be able to use that at Universal whenever your upcoming trip happens.
Yes.
So remember to let us know your answer. Hashtag DizUniversal. But with that, I believe it's time for our spotlight on the universe.
Spotlight on the universe. That is a catchy title. Oh, there's a song.
Okay. Right. And as we've mentioned multiple times now, this week, it's all about the best ways to get wet at Universal Orlando.
Yeah. So you're in the theme park. It's the summer. It's hot. You're sweaty. You just want to get on a ride. You just want to go to a place where you can just get wet.
Yeah.
And, so this is the idea. So we're going to count them down. We chose some good ones.
There's going to be an obvious elephant in the room, I think, because I've been using that phrase over and over again, even though it doesn't really apply to this. But, of course, we're going to talk about some water rides because that's what you expect.
Is that the elephant in the room? Wet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're going to get to those. For everyone who's bored with hearing about water rides, it's the way of life.
It is. But can we also talk about that we're pretty much centered on one park?
Yeah.
I think we need to get that out of the way immediately.
Actually, I didn't even think about that, but let's go with that concept. Yeah.
So, I mean, all of the ones that we're pretty much going to talk about are all from Islands of Adventure.
Yeah, literally. All of them are from Islands.
The studios is kind of lacking in that regard.
Oh, I forgot about two over there, though. We'll add them on to the end. Yeah.
Okay. But basically, the majority of what we're going to be talking about is Islands of Adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. But let's just hop right into it.
Let's do it.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Blue fish. Yes.
So for those of you who aren't really familiar with what this attraction is, it's a spinning ride on the lines of Dumbo.
I would say Dumbo, Magic Carpets.
Triceratops Spin.
That great one.
Kang and Kodos over in The Simpsons.
I would say it's probably closer to Kang and Kodos because you do control a lot of where you're going.
It's basically a ride like a carousel, but you actually go up in the air and you're not attached to a pole and sitting down.
Yeah.
If we have to keep explaining what it is even more,
I think people get it.
Just go to a theme park.
People get it. You basically sit and fish.
Yep.
And then
there'll be one fish.
There could be two fish.
It might be a red fish.
Or, you know what, a blue fish.
Or maybe even a yellow fish.
A yellow fish. You sit in a fish.
Yep.
One or two people per car. And then you spin around, and then you go up. And while you do this, there are fish on the sides that are spraying water at you.
Yeah, I mean, fish is right in there. So, of course, there's going to be water elements to it.
And fish is in there four times.
Yeah, a couple times, if that. They're spraying everyone, but here's the complicated thing about this whole process is that there is like the world's worst song involved, including directions. So like if you're confused about like, well, I'm getting wet every time I go on, what am I doing wrong? You're not listening to the song. So I believe we have a very short clip
filmed on location.
Yeah, filmed on location. Yeah. The audio quality is not great, but just to give you an idea
of
what this song sounds like, and then we'll discuss more about it because
we'll have a sing-along at the end of the show.
Yeah, exactly. So, and here that is. Yeah, so if you could hear the screams of children in there, those were people who didn't follow the directions.
They weren't listening to the song carefully enough.
So I luckily on disboards.com, I was able to actually find a thread from back in 2004.
10 years ago, people were talking about this song.
It's mind-boggling.
It's bottling, actually. It's like they took it and put it in a bottle.
Oh, no, it boggles the mind.
Oh, it boggles
so,
the mind.
Someone actually asked what the lyrics were for this song. I wish I could have found like an MP3 version, even though people don't use MP3s anymore.
And who would download it, to be honest?
I would.
Let's just read it, a dramatic reading of some of the lines.
Like we said, if you follow the directions of the song, then it'll save you from getting wet. So you hear something like one fish, red fish, up, up, up.
Okay.
Blue fish, down, down, down. So if you're in a vehicle that has only one fish on it, or a red fish, you want to go up. And if you're in a two-fish vehicle or a blue one, you want to go down, down, down. Because it's all timed. So it knows, like, if you're in the red fish or the one fish and you're down, it's time to hit you perfectly then.
Yeah.
So there's two verses of that where this...
I think what we're basically saying is that so much time and effort went into writing the song.
Yeah.
And then doing the mechanics of the ride and scheduling it all together, that it's really like a modern marvel. I think that there's like a special on the Travel Channel about it.
Well, this ride actually, quite frankly, it pisses me off because...
Oh, we're going. Okay.
I'm going for it. Hey. It starts off the first two verses. It gives you directions on what to do to avoid getting wet. And then you get to the third one, and then it's, that was great, but now I'll bet you might end up a little wet. The choice is yours. Fly high or low. Just pick one. You never know. So
it's a game of chance.
You're following these directions the entire time, and then it's like, okay, well, you know what? You're screwed at the end because
I think the idea is just to go on a ride and have fun.
But like, okay, in that park, besides the Carousel, this is the only like really classic attraction for like kids to enjoy. And I know a lot of kids don't like getting wet.
Okay,
you got the kids who like to jump in the fountains and the puddles and fall into the giant lagoon in Islands of Adventure.
Don't recommend that.
Don't recommend it. It's happened. Don't recommend it.
I'm sure lots of tetanus shots were involved.
But like at the end, it just all of a sudden it becomes...
Okay.
It becomes a
moot
point.
But the whole point of this is we're saying you want to get wet in Universal. So go on this ride.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the point of this.
The point of this show. Let's not say it's bad that you're getting wet.
Yeah. So ignore the directions. And then at the end, go crazy. They also do have other editions of it, too, like a rainy day edition.
Oh.
It obviously, it's storming. It might not, well, it's not going to run if it's actually thundering.
There's
and
no
lightning,
sure.
But if it's just raining, I mean, it's like, you know, there's a different song because why do you need the same direction?
There's literally a different song?
Yeah. I've never heard it.
Oh.
I've read about it.
I've heard about it in old stories that they tell you.
But, all okay, right. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think we covered that. Yeah. I think we want to kind of have a little bit of a rating system of it.
We do.
In terms of how wet you'll get from this. And we're going to call it 1.5 buckets of water.
1.5 buckets of water for support. Good.
Yes.
Okay.
1.5. So our next way to get wet.
There's another way in the same park, not too far away.
Lost Continent.
At the
actually.
Lost Continent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't mention, obviously, that was in Seuss Landing, the One Fish,
yeah,
Two Fish.
I
but
know.
It's kind of clear. I mean, you got it. So if you go to Lost Continent, there is something called the Mystic Fountain.
Yeah.
And basically what this is it's an interactive fountain. Although most of the times you walk up to it, it's just a basic fountain with a face.
Yeah.
And then you can, it says no climbing, but there's benches around it. And the entire area, like for 15 feet around it, is soaking wet.
Yeah.
So you know something's up.
Exactly.
You know something's not right.
And a lot of this isn't attributed to just that little spout coming out. A lot of this is attributed to the fact that as we stood there and watched for about 10 minutes, a lot of people like to come up and do the poor man's version of bathing in there.
It's very weird. So many people were either washing their hands and face in this fountain or like dipping their hat in the water and then putting it back on. It was really bizarre.
So that's all it does. We're just saying it's a really accessible place. If you want to dip in.
You can do that. I wouldn't recommend it. I would wait a couple minutes because this is an interactive fountain.
Yeah.
And in the same style of Push, the talking trash can, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
What else is interactive?
I think Push is a good one.
All right. So you've got a cast member that is operating it.
Yeah.
Or a team member, I should say. Operating it and controlling the water, whatever.
Well, they invite people to come up.
And they taunt you.
They're in an unknown location because it's called the Mystic Fountain. It's far away.
Yeah,
it's mystic. There's going to be someone talking to you and like, come up, I have a couple questions to ask you. And
he suffers from Bell's palsy, evidently. But
he wants to come engage you. And
yeah,
I mean, sometimes
it was actually kind of Andre the Giant, maybe. Like,
sometimes.
Anyway, you have like a cast member.
Team member. And they'll start a conversation with you. Oh, you having a good day today? You enjoying yourself
here? You think it's a friendly interaction. You think you're going to go up. You're just going to have a lovely time sitting there talking to a fountain with a face. And then come to find out.
that it's got openings all around it, and it could just like go crazy and start spraying you all over.
And
the
it
place.
Will.
And it will. I mean, a lot of times there's a lot of discretion used in there. So like, if you walk up with your iPhone out, they're not going to drench you.
Or if like an older woman is looking for a sip of water at the fountain.
And in past years, I don't know if they still practice it to this day, but they would just kind of like spray people as they were walking by, just like joking with them.
Kind of like the camel, you know, there's different things.
Exactly.
Like
something
Kingdom.
That you could accidentally run into.
It's
a really cool little thing, and there's no actual time guide for it.
It's just a rolling schedule, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, if you catch it, you catch it. It happens quite frequently, though, and just on top of that, like we said, a lot of people will be bathing in it during the day, so great place to get wet.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I agree.
At one point in time, someone mistook it for a trough. But
a trough for drinking?
No, never mind. But we rate that one just because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to get wet or if you're going to openly want to go in and put your hat in there or your T-shirt or whatever.
Let's just say it's a half a bucket of water.
A half bucket of ice water.
Oh.
So moving on.
Yes.
Let's get to our number three.
Number three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also
in?
In Islands of Adventure.
Islands of Adventure.
Specifically, Jurassic Park.
River Adventure. Please use the full title.
Okay, if you insist.
So, this is a water ride. Mm-hmm. So, it's not cheating. It's a water ride. You go on there to get wet.
No, it's a it's a hyper version of like a log ride. Like
a log ride, you're not sitting in a log. You're sitting in a raft. The idea is you're in
but Jurassic not a Park. Circular raft.
No. I'm lost in the middle of the ocean. Get the raft open.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we'll call it that. But we talked a little bit of it on the If You Like This, Try That episode.
Yeah, kind of similar to Splash Mountain in that way, that it's, you know, you go on it with the purpose of getting wet, but it's also a story being told.
So yeah, in this one, you're going to go, you're going to float by dinosaurs, and everything's going to be happy-go-lucky and friendly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the velociraptors, those crafty
those
dinosaurs,
guys.
Those Johnny Peskies
Johnny
of dinosaurs.
Johnny Peskies, yeah.
Dinosaurs? Wow, I am just losing it. They're eating people and trying to break free. And
yeah.
So if that happens on a boat, what's the logical thing you do?
Go down a mountain.
Well, first you have to climb up a really giant hill.
First you climb up a mountain.
As
a
you're
raft.
Going past velociraptors, as well as dinosaur or Tyrannosaurus Rex.
They're trying to get you.
Yeah, they're trying to get you. They're trying to get you. And so then, of course, you're at the top of this facility. You must be safe. But then the Tyrannosaurus Rex is at the top. And there's only one way to get safe. And
good animation.
I think we're going to show you right now in this video clip what happens.
Let's watch. I need to know.
If a Tyrannosaurus Rex tries to attack you. Oh, it's a big splash.
I wish we could watch it again in slow motion and how close.
Let's watch it again in slow motion, but see what's really happening.
That was convenient.
Look at that wave. Well, yeah, so that's very impressive.
That's what happens.
Yeah, no, it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's quite the wave.
It is quite the wave.
You don't see that at Splash Mountain.
You get embarrassed, you cover your face up, you laugh and you point.
Yeah,
we can look at it. Well,
yeah, I mean, there's lots of bizarre ways to handle what happens during the fall.
It's a really complicated time, and people go through it in their own ways.
Yeah, the fact is, like any type of ride like this, it kind of really heavily depends on how weighed down the boat is. If it's a very light boat, you might just skim on top with a little bit of the waves coming off. And
if there's a Sean in the front end, it's not so much. Let's say that.
If you want to say that, I'll let you throw that out there.
I own that. Yeah. But yeah, you get more wet. It's just like any other ride.
But, I mean, this fall is absolute meow.
What?
I almost said meow. It's absolutely massive. Just huge for a water ride. And you're guaranteed to get soaked on it. And not only that, along the way, there's some dinosaurs that spit out.
The guys with the big fins.
Yeah. Producer, what's the name of that?
With the fins on the face.
The shoots Newman.
Newman.
Dilophosaurus. Yeah.
That one.
Sorry. So, yeah, so they spit water out at you, too. So you're going to get wet before even the big drop happens. Yeah. But it's a nice way. And we rate this one 3 ice buckets of water.
We do.
Just because you're going to get wet if you're on this. It's impossible to avoid getting wet on this.
It's possible to leave not soaked, though.
Exactly.
You could walk off the ride not drenched.
However, if you're like in the back or in the front and then you're sitting on the sides, there's a good chance you're going to walk out with half of your body wet.
Exactly, because the side, you know, the water's going to come up and splash from the side. You saw the video. I mean, we had that great video footage where you could see the water going up on the sides and stuff.
It's just one of those rides, too, where you bond with everyone in your boat over a shared experience.
You do, and then you remain friends and you write to each other at least 3 times a year.
Just like summer camp.
Yes.
So moving on from that, I think we should go to Toon Lagoon.
Okay.
Because this is the area of the park that is all about getting wet.
It is all about getting
legitimately
wet. Yeah.
So, and if you're going on our counterclockwise adventure, because we kind of established that from the beginning, you're going to hit straight to Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls.
Ripsaw Falls.
So,
which is surprisingly not the number one ride for getting wet, but this ride was made to get you drenched, I swear.
Oh, yeah. No.
There's no question. You go on this ride, you know you're going to get drenched.
Yeah.
It's all themed after Dudley Do-Right.
Yep.
The Canadian, is it a Mountie?
It's a Mountie.
He's a Mountie.
From Rocky and Bullwinkle.
From Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yep.
So it's all very cartoonish. Even like the design of the ride, like the architecture and stuff, it looks like it came straight out of like a hand-drawn cartoon.
Well, yeah, on Sunday, the cartoons are printed in color. Therefore, they also come to life. That's kind of the whole purpose behind Toon Lagoon.
Yes.
There's black and white ones. Those are static. You see that on the wall. That's kind of boring. But on Sunday, the color, it just brings it all out.
It's like Jumanji.
Yeah, so this ride, Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls, as we've described in the past, it is a log-style ride, more similar
to... I would say a flume ride. I mean,
a log
this
flume,
is,
yes,
yeah, this
absolutely.
Is exactly a flume ride.
Yeah, it's like Splash Mountain, but themed to Ripsaw
like
Falls.
The old classic kind.
Dudley
like
Do-Right.
This, yeah, yeah, really. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay, but yeah. Well, that's a good reason to talk then.
Well, thanks for that.
So the ride itself, you know, you're going to go around scenes from Dudley Do-Right, and then a lot of the wetness factor in this is at the end in the final drop,
the final scene.
However, this is one of those rides that is so annoying because you'll be moseying along and you're like, oh, the water level looks really high right now. I wonder if this is higher than normal. And you find out that it is normal, but it also drenches you because it all comes in over the sides.
How do you get that information? Who tells you, yeah, this is the normal water level? Is there like a weatherman or something there that tells you?
Or? Doctors.
Oh, doctors
so
are
they,
at the side?
They had to install them after Ripsaw Falls caught on fire.
He yells out and says, hey, guys, don't worry. I know you're alarmed by this water level, but it's normal.
Sure.
Okay.
But the only other time I've really experienced a ride where you get wet because it comes in on the sides is Splash Mountain
in
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Whenever you're on the – because it's not like the Splash Mountain in Orlando where you're sitting 2 people, sometimes 3 if they're smaller people, and then it goes back like
that. They said 3 people on Splash Mountain here?
Oh, yeah. No, you can ride with 3 people in one row.
It's even now with the bars?
Yes, you still can. It's uncomfortable, but you can. So – you're sitting single file, and it's that wide opening, and you got a bar to hold on to the sides, and then you also have a bar coming down between your legs. It's a very tight fit, hard to get into.
I'll be honest, it is a tight fit, but that wasn't – I mean, it's not crazy tight.
Yeah.
The hardest part, though, for this ride is getting out of it.
Well, yeah, because
– it's like this slick plastic, and it's soaked. Everything's soaked when you're trying to get
and
out.
And you're soaked.
And so your hands are like slipping and it's real embarrassing.
Yeah. And the water that does come in over the sides, I keep overemphasizing it, but that's where a lot of the wetness comes in. Like your bottom
does.
Your bottom will be soaked before your top is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's bizarre that it happens.
That's this ride.
But that is this ride. And and then in the final falls, it's really cool. We have a picture of it, the falls. We don't actually have any video or pictures of people going down. It wasn't working whenever we were there to see it.
Yeah, but you can only see where the log comes out of. You come out of like a taller building. And then once you come down, there's this water feature where the water just goes crazy. And when it's running, as soon as the vehicle passes this area, like the saws go.
I love for a capacity purpose that they actually have 2 different falls that you can go down.
Do
so
they
it'll
use those?
Split off. Yep,
yeah,
they use both. So on busier days, they can get more people through, which is great whenever you really want to get wet.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of similar to the double dip at Disney World Splash Mountain, where you'll go down, you come back up, and then that's whenever you go through those falls that are with the running water. And the water, as you're going through there, you're going so fast, that water just slaps you in the face. And you can't help but laugh while you're in terrible, terrible pain because of how fast you're going through
there. That's the best way to cope with pain, especially when water's being lashed in your face. It's just a laugh.
Exactly. Yeah. I believe that's what Dick Van Dyke said.
I think Dick Van Dyke said it, and so did Grandma Moses.
Yeah.
The painter. I don't know why.
However, because a lot of that water that's just slapping you doesn't get your top entirely drenched. I mean, you're going to get wet, but you're not going to get head to toe soaked. We can only rate this 4 ice buckets of water.
Four. Yeah.
But there is one attraction that managed to get 5 ice buckets.
It did get 5.
Yeah.
And it is Popeye
and Bluto's Bill Dratt Barges. Bill Dratt Barges.
So this is a raft ride, an honest to God raft ride, not like in the middle of the ocean, I need a raft. This is a circular Grizzly River Rapids, or Collie, you could say, round type ride.
Yeah.
That you get on, you go on this ride to just nothing else but get wet.
Yeah.
And we saw that.
That's the best way of putting it. Sorry, I was still distracted. Whenever you said Collie, I was thinking the dog, not Collie River Rapids.
Should I say Cali? I don't know.
Yeah, that works.
Cali River Rapids.
But yeah, it's one of these circular raft rides. And, you know, as we talked about this before, this one's unique in that every single person will get drenched on it.
Because sometimes with those raft ones in the circles, depending on who's sitting where... Yeah. The heavier person, you know, it'll dip down below the water and stuff. And so it's not always proportionate. Some people don't get as wet.
Exactly. And for like Disney parks in particular,
yeah.
If you're talking about Grizzly River Run in Disneyland, I would say on general that there's usually about 2 people that walk off not wet.
They're usually lighter.
They'll be splashed and stuff, but they'll be fine. And then a lot more of the boat's wet. Cali. Usually it's only 1 or 2 people that are completely soaked and the rest of the people are just like splashed or dry.
Mm-hmm.
And this, as I said, it's everyone just gets wet. It could happen multiple ways. It could happen through twists and turns.
There are twists and turns. There are fountains everywhere.
Yeah.
So basically this is Popeye. This is like a big...
Well, Popeye is a sailor man.
He's a sailor man. And so his ship is there called the Olive.
Yeah.
And so there's all kinds of like components of pipes everywhere. You're going to get splashed from like big waterfalls coming out of pipes and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have a video of it?
Yeah, we do have video to show you something that could happen on Popeye and Bluto's. Oh, what about in slow motion, though?
That was just okay in slow motion.
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah,
I
expected more.
Yeah.
It could have been better.
Good try, though.
That kind of gives you the idea that there's little stuff along the way that can get you wet. And like a good water ride, there's a point where there's going to be kids that they have guns that they can shoot down at everyone. And
there's up on the Olive, which is Popeye's boat, there are guns that you can spray out to the people. So if you don't want to ride the ride, you can stand up there and torment the people that are on the ride.
Yeah, and it's a pastime for all kids.
Yeah.
Tormenting complete strangers. But yeah, it's a great ride. The theming is amazing. And I would suggest for a lot of people, if you're kind of timid about going on this, but you still want to see what it's generally like, there's actually a wonderful walking path that will take you all the way around the ride. Like, you're not going to see a lot of portions of it, but you get to see a decent amount of the ride.
And it's just a really nice area behind the ride. It's quiet. I mean, you hear the noises from the ride. You hear people screaming. You hear the water and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really nice. It kind of reminds me of over around Big Thunder Mountain. You kind of have like a couple little paths back there. There's even some benches to just sit out and hang out. And you're right next to the lagoon, so you can also watch the stuff that's going over there too.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely kind of a hidden area of the park where you can just really sit and relax.
Exactly,
and you can also look out for someone if they're riding on it. But I highly recommend walking back there and kind of checking it out.
You can always look for children that have fallen into the lagoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor children.
Hey.
Should have listened to their parents.
Yeah.
So, but that got 5 buckets of water, as
five
we said.
5 buckets. All the buckets.
Yeah, but...
We didn't put a a limit to the buckets. Five is the limit, right?
I really don't know. I guess
you think there's 10 buckets?
It's as many buckets as you have.
I think
really.
Five. It's five out of five buckets.
I think five buckets is the amount of buckets people generally have. But before we really
I don't own five buckets, what are you doing with five buckets?
Before we talk about that, I think we should actually talk about Toon Lagoon just in general.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Because
this isn't just talking about attractions to get you wet. This is the best ways to get wet.
It's and just, yeah. So this land, this area of the park, like you said, is basically there to just. It's a water section.
Yeah.
So there's fountains everywhere, kind of, you know, kids are running around in them.
There's those ones. And then there's like these, somewhere in there, there's pipes that are just like shooting water that you can put your head in if you do that kind of thing. There's fountains. I mean, you can get wet if you want to go out of your way.
Exactly.
As we've said before, it's one of those things that kids generally gravitate towards.
Well, especially, you know, in the summer, kids are wearing their bathing suit and stuff, or they've got, you know, just whatever. They're running through water fountains.
And that's okay, because they probably clean it every night.
I hope there's some kind of chlorine in there.
I'm sure there is.
For safety. Also, we didn't talk about this, but I kind of want to bring it up. Around these water rides and stuff, there are these bizarre huts where they're called people drying stations.
Yeah.
And I think you put like a credit card in there or cash or something. What is that?
Well,
how effective is that?
They're actually really effective.
Is it hot air?
Yeah, I've never personally used them because my whole theory on it is if you're going to an attraction to get wet, why would you want to dry yourself?
It's kind of like those people that wear ponchos on water rides.
Exactly.
I'm just not on board.
We're not going to talk about that.
I know. We got lots of hate mail for that.
They suck. But
awful people. but anyway, you go
these
in
are
this
kind
little...
of a staple of.
Because Disney doesn't have those.
Yeah,
so
they're
that
more
was new.
They're more of a staple of like Six Flag type parks.
Okay.
Kings Island, you know, theme parks like that where.
Say you have a dinner at like IHOP afterwards, you got to go into these things and dry off, so you can't walk into IHOP wet.
You only wear your Sunday best to the IHOP.
Sunday best to the International House.
So they do have that. If you want to experience it, get dried off. It's not 100% effective, but it does work.
Well, that's why I had to ask about them, because they just seem so crazy.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, but in general, we talked about kids running into these fountains briefly. But that leads me on to our two honorable mentions that I can... completely just disregarded and forgot about.
Okay.
Over in Universal Studios, back in Kid Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Curious George. I mean, granted, that's a kid's play area that is basically just water shooting out.
And they really frown on people like adults.
Oh, yeah, no.
Going in and playing around in there.
But I would not be an adult caught.
Even in a radius.
I will go there. In the first thing in the morning to take pictures or video whenever no kids have shown up yet.
And then run away.
And then run away, pretend I was never there.
Yeah.
You don't want to be an adult playing around in that water
creepy,
in the daytime.
Especially if you got a mustache.
Exactly. So that is back there, though, if we're talking about ways to get your kids wet. Go throw them back in there. You'll see them
I don't even
later.
Think you have to stay with them. I think you can just drop them off there and go do whatever you want throughout the day. Go to IHOP, just hang out, and then they'll be there when you get back.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's recommended.
Sure. Just your IHOP obsession. I don't understand.
Sorry. IHOP is the greatest restaurant in the United States.
But then also Five-O.
Only in the Continental, though.
In the Five-O Goes West area, there is a water slide.
Yeah. Okay.
Among also water stuff in that area to get you wet if you're a kid. Adults do go in this area, too. I mean, I haven't personally been down the water slide. You can do it.
Okay. You're not going to get.
I don't want to get wet.
No, I'm asking. It's suitable for an adult to go down this water slide.
Yeah.
With children.
More than acceptable. Oh. Yeah. I you don't even have to have a kid. I wouldn't go if there's a lot of kids waiting.
It's
in
not
line
a playground
for...
type area thing, is it?
A little.
What do you
bit,
mean? There's no like queue and vehicle. It's just a water slide.
It's like you just sit down on a raft. And I'm talking like cheap Walmart blow up raft, not an inner tube, but like a raft that. You
like
just
a sit
down on
yeah.
and you just go. I mean, I'm talking college, sitting on your lunch tray going down a hill on a sled. It's acceptable for adults. We'll say that.
Okay.
And I actually want to even go one step further now with it, is since we're throwing out honorable mentions for Universal Studios. Back in Diagon Alley now, a couple of the interactive wands. They'll cue water effects with it.
So we've got the umbrella where you do the spell and then the water pours out of the umbrella.
Which I've noticed that they've kind of cut down on the
amount
of water.
I noticed that last time, yeah.
So I get it. There's always a drought in Florida.
It's just wasteful.
Yeah. And then.
But then you've also got the mermaid.
Yeah.
So the spell you do for with the interactive wands.
And that's
with
right Hermit. Beside Grigorovich's and
exactly. Yep. Right over there in Karkit Market. Yeah. Though I think the mermaid spits at you, and then there's a frog that does all kinds of cool things. So
yeah, no, yeah. there are places back there where you could get wet if you really want to. But in general, it is lacking in that wet feature that is so prevalent in Islands of Adventure. But hey, right. That's okay because both parks offer two unique things. But definitely, if you are looking to get yourself or your kids extremely drenched on a hot day,
there are solutions. There are solutions
specifically at Islands
of Adventure.
And then that's also ignoring the fact that, hey, if you're staying at there's one of the hotels,
there's wet and wild down the street.
There's pools at all the hotels. The pool at Cabana Bay is fantastic, as well as Portofino.
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing. Hard Rock, they play music in the pool.
Imagine that.
While you're swimming underwater, you can listen to music.
Technology.
I know. Yeah. And then, you know, Royal Pacific, that's a great pool, too. It's not great, but...
I haven't seen it.
It's a pool.
It's a pool.
Oh, we've walked past it.
Oh, I have absolutely seen it. I don't know. I just lied.
It's a pool.
It's a pool.
So there's lots of options at Universal for satisfying your...
Okay, yeah, let's keep saying this. you can get cooler if you're hot in the summer by doing water rides and attractions. So let's say that.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And more eloquently.
But... you know, do you have anything else that you really want to cover?
I don't think so. I feel good. I think we've done a lot.
Okay. Well, we'll be back then in a couple weeks. So that's going to do it for us right now on this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. And we will be back once again with more. But for now, thanks for watching and listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.